tone, baby.
At the tone, the time will be.
The time is gonna be.
Time for the Demented News. I'm Whimsical Will.
Please listen closely because our demented menu options have changed.
Kiss me, hold me, hug me. Pet me, baby.
A New Zealand airport has imposed a time limit on hugging.
Come on, hug me.
Dunedin Airport is embracing controversy with a sign announcing a 3-minute limit on hugs in its drop-off zone.
I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
I was a hugging and a chalking and a chalking and a hugging away.
Well, they say a 20-second hug should be sufficient and would keep airport traffic flowing.
Do not hesitate to put your arm around him with affection.
The hug police suggest a visit to the car park for those fonder farewells, or make that fondler farewells.
Well, here comes the smut, Martha.
Well, that just seems like the most appropriate spot for a layover.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yeah.
So, like, take off.
I think we could all use a 12-hour layover.
Don't you know that you are a shooting star?
Shoot for the stars, literally. A giant catapult defies gravity by launching satellites into orbit without the need of rocket fuel.
3, 2, 1, catapult!
A California-based company is capturing attention with its innovative satellite launch system, especially from the Punkin' Chunkin' community.
Are you out of your gourd?
It uses a giant rotating arm to fling satellites into low Earth orbit.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Ah, cool your jets there, Elmo.
Jumping around, skipping like a dipshit.
But hasn't this catapult launcher already been marketed by Acme for Wile E. Coyote? Or more likely, an innovation first proposed by Ralph Cramden.
Bang, zoom,
you're going to the moon!
Well, folks, hyperspace jump is always interesting, to say the least.
I'm Whimsical Will, taking a launch break on the Demented News.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Please make a note of it.